in these subsets. So how can we eliminate the good risk patients? Well, we already have an assay that's in use in the U.S. in over 60 or 70% of node negative ER positive patients. And they're divided into good risk and poor risk patients. And of course, we don't put the good risk patients into neoadjuvant trials because they don't respond and they simply create noise. Now, whether the PAM50 or whether the MammaPrint will do the same thing remains to be determined. But certainly one needs a molecularly driven